Hi, welcome to Seekers Spotlight. I'm Jan de Preter from Belgium, and I'm delighted to be back here at Seekers Guitars. We're celebrating a little bit of an anniversary here because it's I think 10 years I've been making videos and content for them, and I'm particularly excited to be back today with something really unique and very special. While most people probably know that I have a particular type of guitar, not everybody knows that my entire competition years, 25 years ago, I was, well, probably the first, or one of the very, very first, of playing lattice-braced guitars. At the time, I was playing a lovely Paulino Bernabe guitar, which, for the concertos, just was not getting enough attention between the guitars made by Matthias Dahmann and by, for instance, Greg Smallman. And I was looking for something, and I was doing a tour in Australia, and there was this guy in shorts, good-looking guy, very sporty, and he was like, "Hey, would you like to try my guitars?" And I'm like, "Well, are you with the festival?" And he was like, "Well, yes." And so he brings the guitar. I want to tell you this story because it's great. He brings the guitar in a very strange case. I've never seen one before. He puts the guitar case on the ground, and then he jumps on top of the case, and everybody went like, and it was like, really, shock. And then he just said, "That's how strong my cases are." And then he took out the guitar, and I'd been, you know, playing on a Smallman guitar at the time, and she gave me the guitar, and I was like, "Oh, this is beautiful." And that was Zbigniew Gnatek, or Steve, because Zbigniew, you know, been living in Australia, down under, and he of Polish descent, and he had this unique kind of way of making guitars that appealed to me immediately. I was like, "Oh, this is nice." So we went and sat outside by the pool of the hotel and drank an excellent white Chardonnay, Australian. And after, I think, maybe one, could be two bottles, we were friends, and he was like, "Oh, I really would love to make you a guitar." And he made me the guitar that I actually did all my competitions with, and quite successfully so. And then I was doing the Alessandria competition, and then Oscar Giglia, he stormed towards me. He was like, "What guitar are you playing? Is it Friedrich? Is it Friedrich?" I said, no, Maestro, it's Gnatek." "Gnatek? Is it Friedrich?" Apparently he made a bet with the other jurors that it was a Friedrich. So he lost the bet. It was a Gnatek guitar. And the guitar I have here today I had seven guitars from Zbigniew, from Steve, over the years. And this is a brand new Zbigniew Gnatek guitar. And while it immediately felt familiar, shape of the neck, beautifully crafted and made, it was something really special that I'm dying to show you. And it's this. A bird's eye maple. Three-part back, absolutely gorgeous. And sides. So this is something I've never seen before. And I just had like 5 minutes trying it out. And I was like, you see instantly first, so you see the three part back, and then you see it's flat. Now, you have to know Gnatek a bit to know that he usually makes a cello-like back. So this is quite unique, not only the wood, but also the shape. And then, of course, you have the recognizable rosette and all that, but many, many, many Gnatek guitars are made in cedar, very popular, very boomy, very powerful, but not many people know that Zbigniew can actually make an awesome spruce guitar that really sings. The reason why I really loved and still use for concertos, I still use the Gnatek guitar, and I actually used it with the debut concert of the Belgium guitar duo with Johan Fustier. The reason that you have an incredible playing comfort in the higher positions due to the elevated neck. The setup of the guitar is absolutely immaculate, so it's second to none. The playing comfort is absolutely fantastic. So the guitar feels immediately recognizable and at home. I had a Spruce guitar also from Zbigniew, but he's not so well known for them. But he's actually really good at it. So this is a Spruce guitar. So we would say una blanca with a sight is free. So no worries taking it on the plane with you guys, and you don't need to worry about lack of sound, because I just tried it in the bag for 5 minutes, and it just has that typical boomy kind of. This video is gonna go viral. Jan tuning his guitar on Sickers guitars. So anyway, so tuning his guitar, if only. This is a fantastic instrument. I would love to have it in my collection. I could play a concert on it immediately. It's ready to go, even if it is a Spruce. It sings, like my, so in that respect, my own, it feels very similar to my own Gnatic. It's instantly there. You have instantly a beautiful singing voice. And also when you look at the polyphony. The balance of the guitar is there. The only thing with Gnatic guitars is like when you drive a Ferrari, for instance, or you have a very powerful, and that's still there, I believe, or very beautiful, like beautiful, like thoroughbred Arab racing horse. When you have something in your hands that has a certain amount of power, you have the feeling, okay, I need to be able to control this. So you need perhaps to adapt your playing style a bit so that the basses are controlled. The definition. Tone is there, but it's going to interact with the rest, so you need to control all that power. So but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Plenty of color there. Say this Gnatic guitar has a little bit of more European feel to it, perhaps due to the choice of the wood and the construction, than the Australian model with a arched back, cello back more. I think the guitar kind of invites you to perhaps go and explore a softer side of you, because it's there. It's not just, I think that, when you want to play a concerto on this, I mean, it does have the punch and the power. You're gonna have it. You're gonna have the power. It's there, and it's something very reassuring. I think personally, when you're in front of the stage, well, at least I am, I'm always a little bit nervous, and it's nice that you have an instrument that you can trust and that it's gonna deliver on stage. So that kind of very reassuring feeling when you're when you're, you know, on stage and you know that the instrument's going to do what it needs to do, you know. I hate to sound like George Clooney, but what else? Thank you for watching. It was great presenting the guitar, and hope to catch you in the next video. Cheers.